This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The question is, can your one residential property help you create wealth, or do you need several properties that are commercial in order to really build a wealth? So we're breaking it down. It's Philip Schoeman, broker and owner of Remix. This is the voice that matters now.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great, as always. So, Philip, you know, we always talk about how property helps you build wealth, right? But just how much property are we talking about before I'm wealthy, proper wealthy? Like, if I have just one residential property, can that help me build wealth? Do I need more? How many?
Yeah, so I think one can definitely create wealth for you. But I think it's important to distinguish between what is wealth and what is monthly income. For instance, your home might create your increase your net worth by building equity, but it might cost you money on a monthly basis, meaning you need to keep supplying it. Real wealth is created when you buy correctly, finance responsibly, manage professionally, and hold patiently. You know, it's long-term wealth. It's not necessarily that you need a certain amount, but the great powerful mechanism here is the fact that you have multiple properties that grow in equity over the same period of time. So it's like, you know, hitting two flies with one swat kind of thing. The more you can sustainably manage and own without running yourself into losses is obviously the multiplier with which you will create and build wealth.
Yeah, and maybe, Philip, let's look at, let me call them terms and conditions that come with buying property with the sole purpose of creating wealth. Do people sometimes get it wrong when they're thinking, my aim here is to create wealth, and they go on and get property?
Yeah, so I think every property that an investor buys needs to pass seven tests, if you will. What's the purpose, number one? Why am I buying this property? Am I just looking for capital growth, immediate rental income? Is it retirement income that I'm after, accommodation for my children, or a long-term family asset, you know? So the purpose is important. Number two, purchase price. The old adage goes, you make your money when you buy, not when you sell. So it's about acquiring that asset at the right price. You can destroy years of growth by buying at the wrong price. Then we're also going to look at number three, net return. You know, don't confuse monthly income with profit. Affordability and risk can increase, the more properties you have. And now you need to be able to stomach a tenant that doesn't pay, or the unexpected repair, that kind of thing. Location and demand is another one of these tests that needs to pass. Tax and ownership structure, very important, because a lot of people just keep buying properties in their personal name, and they're not looking at structuring the vehicles properly so that you have tax benefits and long-term ownership. And then lastly, we also need to look at an exit strategy, if you will. You know, will you keep this property? Will you refinance it? Will you retain it for retirement? Transfer it through your estate, or, you know, leave it as an income-producing family asset? And to answer your question about where people get it wrong, a lot of people buy because of this hype, you know, of promised capital growth, and that's all they look at. You know, the values are going up in that area, like the Cape, for instance, or Hoedspruit, for that matter. People are buying there because of the promise of capital growth, but that's not necessarily the only test you've got to put this property through. Borrowing the maximum amount available, treating gross rental as profit. It's another one of these mistakes clients make. Having no emergency reserve funds, then they run into situations where they can't pay the levies, or, you know, they can't pay the bond, and they might choose tenants poorly. So there are a plethora of things that investors can do wrong, and this is why I would say, you know, always work with an investment specialist, somebody, not just a real estate agent, but somebody that actually is investing for themselves as well, understands the process.
So, Philip, in order to get it right and build, this generational wealth through a property, what do I need to do? What should I avoid?
What could you repeat that? What should we avoid?
Talking about what I need to do or avoid in order to get it right.
I think it's important to start with the right asset. And again, you need to put your property, the one that you choose, through these tests to assess which one is the best. Commercial properties can be very profitable, you know, but the problem is that a lot of people don't have that initial cash flow to you know, put down a large deposit, you know, so that you can create positive return. Mostly, people will have to deal with the fact that they are going to, you know, they're going to have to pay in a little bit of money and over time reduce their debts and build equity, you know. And I would say another thing that people do is they immediately buy two or three properties without necessarily proving that their strategy is workable and that it's sound. You know, people don't keep professional records either. That's another thing. And they never put succession planning in place. How are my kids going to inherit this property? You know, they usually leave problems for the future generation instead of, you know, generational wealth.
Philip, we're going to leave it here. Thank you so much. Have an amazing Wednesday, Thursday rather. Let's catch up again next week on a Thursday. That's a broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.